Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
That sounds awful. That would sound like it would be very uncomfortable. Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, episode 34. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
How's your pizza?
It was good.
Just made to make sure you got all of it rinsed out. And
get it down deep in there.
Okay. Today we're going to be talking about Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
The pre-sequel.
Best game I've ever played.
That you've never played.
I've never played it. Ever.
Not just a catchphrase this time.
Nah. But Ryan, it looked actually cool, you guys are playing it, so I can't wait to listen to you guys talk about it while I play blackjack on my phone.
All right. So, yeah, we're back after our little hiatus. We decided to take about a month off to...
We're back, baby.
We're back. What are we doing here? Yeah, we took a month off. We had to do that 24-hour gaming marathon. Everybody that came out and watched us kind of...
It went over without a hitch.
Or multiple hitches.
Yeah. Plagued with technical difficulties.
You know what? We'll call it a learning experience that we actually met our goal for.
Yeah.
If we had actually got a bunch of donations during it, it would have been cool. I mean, we had met our goal before we even started.
Oh, because I knew that nobody was going to tune in and donate.
But someone did.
Lou donated right before.
Oh, my girlfriend's dad came down the hallway and gave us $10.
That's right. I remember that.
Thanks.
He slipped it under the door like a creep.
Yeah. Yeah. He usually does that like every other weekend. He comes over here and slips $10 under the door. Yeah. I meet him out back.
I'll be back
the old
next month. So we really appreciate everybody who donated to us. It was a learning experience, to say the least. Thank you, Frank Sinatra.
So now we know maybe we overshot a little bit, you know, maybe pick a system or two.
Yeah.
Not like, I want to play every game on every system.
You should have seen off camera. It looked like, something electronic just puked.
Just fucking cables and systems. What was there? It was a Dreamcast, a 64, a PS2.
Original Xbox.
A Wii. Two Xbox 360s.
And we didn't
PC.
Do it.
How many? There was like three laptops, two PCs.
Well, our main computer wasn't up and running because like we were like, oh, we don't need it.
I played Castle Crashers on it.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to play Castle Crashers.
Yeah, Castle Crashers. When everything was said and done, how much bandwidth did you use?
I used 75 gigabytes of bandwidth that day. So thanks all six of you for tuning in and destroying my internet. Worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, so next year we'll probably portion it off into like 4-5 hour segments of like we're going to play this type of game.
Yeah.
And I was told that Trials, while it was nobody tuned in for the funniest part of Trials, which we have to go online and edit.
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
We were just dying. Oh yeah, because Chester found a way to move across the map without the wheels on the ground.
Or when he would fall over and just start humping.
Yeah. So if you go onto our Twitch feed, all of our broadcasts are uploaded. We have to go through and like put in some highlights, but we literally have to go through 24 hours worth of shit. And we were bad at labeling it, so
if somebody would like to volunteer.
Yeah, that probably won't happen.
I will give you
We got nothing.
This Iron Man pencil.
Ooh. And I'll throw in this Avengers pencil.
Oh, this is Thor.
This is Thor. Oh no, you don't want two Thor pens.
I'll give you a beer.
Hey, no.
This beer.
So if anyone would like to volunteer, we'll save that beer for you.
This one, the mountains are blue.
If your hand doesn't work and you can't feel if it's cold, the mountains tell you.
The mountains are super cold.
Yeah, so big thanks to everybody. It was a real good time. I don't know how we made it through because we drank, which apparently nobody else on our team drank.
Pussies.
Yeah, I think our team wound up raising like $11,000,
yeah,
right?
It was like close to 12, I think. It was, we blew past our goal, yeah, which
we
was
got,
awesome.
We got $1,100 plus, like, in change. Our team did $11,000, and that's not even counting. There are people that didn't raise any money, like, they were on our team.
Yeah, I think it was, like, mainly five of us, and there were a couple of people that were a little under $1,000, but...
Was there 10 sub-teams on the team? Or?
There was a shitload.
I think there's 25. But if you, I went and looked at ours before everything got kicked off, we are 275th out of like 43,000 teams. So we weren't like just the, us, the casual cowards.
Yeah.
And then I think we finished 60th. Like our team finished 60th out of some. Like TJ sent us all the stats, and I just didn't read it.
Nice.
Because words and numbers.
So heavy hitters.
They are, yes. No, there are two people on our team that got, one person got $3,000. I think another person got $2,000 plus. TJ came over the top and actually had a lot of people donate during his thing. He was like at $1,600.
Yeah.
Dude, it was Bush League.
We just cured childhood cancer.
We did. Mm-hmm. I think
you're welcome.
I think they said that everybody who played for the Children's Miracle Network or the Phoenix Children's Hospital raised $43,000 for the Phoenix Children's Hospital. So yeah, good on us. Yay.
That means no more children born with tails.
Circle jerk. So hopefully some of that money goes to what we were trying to build.
A better boy pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Finally. So other than that, yeah, that we took a break. Yeah. We wanted to regroup, kind of just take some time off, get our shit together.
I can't stand being in the same room with you guys.
Yeah,
and that was really
the 24
nice.
Hours felt like an eternity. Yeah,
it was absolutely drug awful.
On,
and I almost killed one or both of you.
I wanted.
And I'm really glad that Justin showed up because one of you would have died.
Yeah.
That night.
Cool. Is that a joke?
So.
No, not a joke. Super cereal.
So what did we miss while we were not doing this?
Well, I think it's funny because like we decided that we would take a break 2 weeks before the gaming marathon, and then a week after, because I've been out of town, and we were like, yeah, we'll get a list together, we'll get everything going, and we didn't do
shit. Yeah, it was great. We we had like 2 weeks to get everything together, and it seriously took until 11:57 to get everything set up. That is nuts.
For the
Do you know they keep the Ethernet cables locked up in a glass case at Walmart? Because apparently that's a hot item to steal.
But not the Chromecast.
No, but not the Chromecast.
Not the Chromecast. No, I was talking about for the... shit, what is it? No, how we said we were going to regroup, we're going to make a list. It's going to be big and extensive so we can just pick the games off there and we can know what episodes we're going to be doing. And...
That would require some forethought.
We didn't do shit.
And maybe some motivation.
So, and we're actually recording a day late.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, I hope everybody had a happy Halloween. We're going to go to a party tonight. It's my first time dressing up. I'm phoning it in.
This will be my second.
Chester will probably be a Teletubby. I'm calling it.
This will be my second Halloween party. Almost third, but I didn't go last night because I was dead tired, but...
No,
I love parties and I love Halloween.
Hopefully everybody had a safe Halloween. And if not, then
stop drinking and driving. I'm
sorry.
Assholes.
Yeah. Then unless you get hit by a drunk driver, then that's
that
sad.
Sucks.
You shouldn't have been dressed so provocatively.
Yeah, you were asking for it.
shouldn't have been standing there. So who wants to lead off our very aptly named Todd's Gaming News?
Todd's Gaming News.
You spelled Bethesda wrong.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know that shit.
Well, they canceled Prey 2, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Prey, I think I'm the only person who has played Prey.
My brother played it.
I don't know what it is.
It is a game where you pray.
It's a first-person shooter where you're an Indian, right?
You are an Indian.
Cool.
Ironically,
first-person prayer.
No, you know, I just thought about this. You ironically get abducted out of a bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, you're an Indian gentleman. You're at the bar trying to, I mean, I guess your Drinking. Girlfriend is working at the bar. You're trying to figure it out. And the aliens come down and abduct you. And the big thing about Prey was that there were like there were wall strips that you could walk up on. So you could...
That's right, and you could change the...
The orientation. Oh, yeah,
that's the word I'm looking for.
It's a first-person?
First-person shooter. There are some pretty unique weapons. There are some pretty unique enemies, and there is like a pretty big,
I would have been more interested if it was a first-person worship.
Well, yeah, there you go. You're just like, God damn it. It's like, would you like to be Christian?
Voiced by Kirk Cameron.
Would you like to be Muslim? Muslim, you're just like constantly facing the ground.
Oh, Christians, your sin meter's full. You got to go to confession.
There's Catholic. So anyway, I really like Prey. It was really, really cool. I'm really disappointed that they're canceling it. But it wasn't going to be the same story. You were supposed to be like a special ops mission guy, or who knows?
Yeah.
Now it's gone. It's done. So.
What ethnic group are you going to be this time?
White.
What underrepresented ethnic group are you going to be?
White.
Whites are pretty Caucasian. Underrepresented.
Yeah. These should have been, I mean, if you were already an Indian guy, sorry, Native American, you should have been something like, I mean, there's not a lot of Asians in games. Besides, like, JRPGs.
I was going to say, if they're not Asian, they're white people that have really over-the-top Asian attitudes.
What about Eskimos? I mean, they're
there are no Inuit, yeah.
Yeah. I want Inuit Simulator.
You know what?
I want Intuit.
Yeah.
I'd like more African American, but I think 50 Cent with his blood and sand, like, you know, go ahead and
He really brought the African American market to gaming.
He did.
With those games.
So dull right now.
Wasn't it one It's Your Birthday?
Yes, it was 50 Cent It's Your Birthday, and then 50 Cent It's Not Your Birthday. It's actually it's the one day of your birthday, and then
the birthday simulator, and then
and you just kind of hang out in the club with a bottle full of pub. Yeah. that's the whole game. just the champagne bottle.
It's your birthday. In front of you. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
Oh, there now Bethesda is fixed if you want to reload your phone.
Oh, thanks God.
Also, another thing that we saw is that this happened at the beginning of the month of October, but we haven't talked about it, so you guys get late news. Hackers built an Xbox One from stolen IP from Microsoft and then turned around and sold it to the FBI.
Because hackers be stupid.
That sounds like entrapment.
I don't think it was entrapment because they all...
I love that movie.
No, they... Yeah. You Do you like entrapment?
No, is that the one with Sean Connery?
And Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah, which with a button to laser.
Yeah, with her ass ass lasers.
That movie's okay.
Pew, 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 pew.
Mostly because of the ass lasers.
Okay.
I like lasers.
Until she married Michael Douglas and had old kids.
Old sex.
Old sex. And she then had old sex old babies.
With Michael Douglas.
Yeah. How to ruin your image. 101.
How did he, I mean, you imagine he would just like blow a load and it's just like.
It just goes. Michael, get off me. So, anyway.
That sounded like Michael Jackson.
Tito, get off me. I love fucking children. It's for the children. No. Oh, man. Anyway, so these guys, I think they were watching. They were being watched for 3 years, but they also stole the Apache simulator stuff from the army. Like, they stole that code.
They should have sold that shit to ISIS.
Yeah, well, that's probably why. So there's an indictment. The one kid who's been named is 19. So this kid's life is pretty much over at 19.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, a lot of those guys, they actually hire them as consultants
afterwards. So
they kind of disappear from public life, but they end up getting hired as consultants.
So it's like Catch Me If You Can
for the government or for large companies.
Dare watch Catch Me If You Can? It's a good flick.
No,
Leo D. Tom Hanks.
Is it as good as Entrapment?
There are no ass lasers, but there are flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of flight attendants. Also, they play.
I have seen that movie.
You didn't
Tom
like
Hanks.
Yeah,
I don't like Tom Hanks.
What? How do you not like Tom Hanks?
I don't know.
Tom Hanks is awesome.
Thanks for showing up, Chester. thanks for coming by.
Just something about that guy just bugs me.
Is it the shape of his head?
It is the shape of his head.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I had a hang up about that.
He looks like one of those pencil erasers you put over your pencil eraser after your pencil eraser is gone. His head's too tall.
I always use that as a preventative. I never use it after the eraser is gone. I always use the eraser.
You want to save the eraser.
Save the eraser, yeah.
Save the original one.
For emergencies.
How fucking old are we?
Like, if I could...
When's the last time you used a pencil with an eraser? None of these are sharpened. None of them.
So, yeah, that kid's going to jail. So are two other people. And maybe they'll make a good living being hackers.
Or maybe they won't cooperate and they'll get F'd in the A.
Do you ever... Oh, no, they're being scared.
Federal pounding in the ass prison.
Anal rape.
What you do is you find the biggest guy there and make him your bitch. You pick a fight with him. So, and then we always say there's not a whole lot of gaming news, but...
4chan lost 3 euros this day.
They probably met on 4chan. I bet there's like an in-depth writing that we probably could have read about that, that didn't happen. Also, really, really cool. When did I text you about this? 2 or 3 days ago?
What?
All right. Cool. Thanks for... What do we need to do?
Text me about what?
The next thing on our gaming list. The list
look at the list.
Jesus fucking Christ, Chester.
Hey, you can get LucasArts games on Good Old Games,
that's what
guys.
That's what I was talking about.
Yes, you texted me several days ago about that.
That was what I was trying to ask. Was it 2 or 3 days ago?
Sorry, I felt like we were losing a lot of the momentum.
Very excited.
Well, we've got all but zero viewers trying to hang on our every words.
Hey, don't judge our lack of viewers.
Viewership? Well, maybe they're just like, oh, they didn't broadcast for 2 weeks. They're over. They're done.
Right?
Finito. Thin.
I bet someone had a party about and it.
I hope
no
so.
No mas.
No, LucasArts, yeah, Disney is working with, what is it called?
Good Old Games.
Good Old Games. G-O-G. So, G.com. Chester, do you have a list of the games that are up there?
We've got TIE Fighter and X-Wing, Knights of the Old Republic, Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis.
Oh, really? They got
Knights?
Yep. Does it have controller support, finally?
You have to ask them.
Because I got it on PC, and it doesn't have controller support.
Monkey Island.
Really?
Yeah.
And no, Sam and Max Hit the Road.
I totally played with controller support when I played it on Steam.
Oh.
I did.
Okay.
When we did our Knights episode.
Great. Yeah. I'm just talking about the disc version. The PC CD-ROM version didn't have controller support.
Maybe you should just burn that.
Yeah. Live on the air?
Yeah, do it right now. I mean, it's your house. You can do whatever you want. I've never played. You said TIE Fighter is one of the best games. Is it just like a
TIE Fighter is a space? It's a sequel to X-Wing, but you play as the Empire.
Okay,
but it's a space simulator. You fly various, TIE craft, climb the ranks in the military, mm-hmm. and you do secret missions for the Emperor and get cool tattoos that you can only see in black light. It's a really cool game.
Ryan is dying over there.
Tell me more about these secret tattoos.
I played the Fate of Atlantis.
If I tell you anymore, I'll have to kill you.
I know. The Fate of Atlantis was one of my bread and butter games that I got in that big gaming pack. So.
Yeah, is that the Indiana Jones one?
Yeah. It's okay. The guy who does the voice acting for Indiana Jones is pretty good.
I don't like Indiana Jones.
Why? I really wish I would have loaded up.
You're a liar.
I am a liar. I love Indiana Jones.
So, anyway, that's pretty much all we have for Todd's gaming news.
No, I had one thing I wanted to talk about here.
Let's talk about Assassin's Creed.
Thanks for jumping. Oh,
we
yeah.
We haven't talked about that yet.
About what?
It's coming out in a couple weeks. We'll talk about it then.
Well, you can talk about it now. Go ahead. We got time to fill.
What? It's coming out on video game systems. What do you want me to say?
The new Assassin's Creed?
We're the worst video game podcast. Oh, yeah, gamers.
Do you want me to just say what everyone else said? It takes place in the French Revolution, and it's on a thing, and you play it with the thing and stick in your hand.
Mm-hmm. As spoken by Sylvester Stallone. You play it on a gaming system. I don't know.
Jump over the building, you're just stabbing the guy.
It's too violent.
Well, how about we get a little taste? It's not really gaming news, and we're not doing the game, but like you guys are both sort of playing Shadow of Mordor.
I love that game. I'm playing the hell out of it.
I've made some mistakes, but it's been a good game so far.
Now, I'm not talking about your life. Mistakes have been made.
That bandana for one.
First of all, I got this bandana from an Indian gas station like 12 years ago. It's been serving me well all this time.
Ryan doesn't drink Budweiser, even though it is prominent on his forehead.
I do not. I don't even like it at all. But hey. Budweiser.
So, Shadow of Mordor. Anything out of you?
It's awesome.
Thank you. All right,
like that,
Ryan.
No, it's a fucking. Fun game. I can't stop playing it.
I've already said this before. It's seriously Batman and Assassin's Creed now mixed together, taking place in Middle Earth.
Well, no, the way you're describing it is like, is it open world?
Yeah.
So you can go anywhere in Mordor as long as there's like a bridge open or something?
You start in the area outside the Black Gate, and then once you're done with that area, you go inside the Black Date.
Black Date?
And you run around Mordor fighting orcs and their war chiefs, and just the boss system is really cool. I've never seen anything.
How did
like
you
it.
Get into Mordor? Would you say you walked into Mordor?
One does not simply just walk into Mordor, Dirk.
But you do just kind of walk
in. Nice.
I jogged briskly
into Mordor. When does this take place? Is this like before, after? It's got to be before.
It's like between The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Because Gollum is there. He's searching for his precious.
Okay.
But I don't want to spoil it too much. But there's like this elven spirit who's kind of tied to you.
Okay. And you're not an elf. You're like a ranger.
You're
right?
a ranger. You're a human ranger, and you.
But he makes you super badass.
You get killed, but he brings you back. He's like, you can't die until we resolve this.
Oh.
And you kind of help him discover that he was the smith who created the rings.
Oh, cool.
So he
right on.
He wants to kind of, you know,
rectify the wrongs that he's done.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on.
So it's a really neat story.
We're probably going to wind up doing that down the line. I'm waiting for it to come out on the last gen systems. I'll probably play it on the Xbox 360. Unless I pick it up for PC, which I really should use my gaming PC for
games
outside of like point and click adventures.
Yeah. I mean, you can hook your controller up to
this badass PC so I can play
Sam and Max Hit the Road.
You know what? I will not play
Back to the Future.
I kind of want to play PC games like on the keyboard and mouse because I'm afraid that if I'm playing a PC game on a controller, somebody is going to hear like there's a disturbance in the force and bust into my house and call me a faggot.
Yeah, right.
Could be me.
Yeah.
Are you using a fucking controller?
Yeah. Cuz I played Arkham the last time my run through with Arkham Asylum or Arkham Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Not Arkham Knight, Arkham City. One of those. Mm-hmm. It's got to be Arkham City. I used my controller and I just felt fucking dirty. I'm just like, oh, it's on the PC. It looks so good, but this controller's so dirty.
Dude, I play everything with a controller. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it right now. I play every PC game I can with a controller.
The only game that I've ever played all the way through on PC was... The Half-Life 2. I played that all the way through with PC, and it does work a little bit better.
I play Portal on PC with a controller. I'm a badass.
I got a buddy that I work with who's trying to get me onto Arma 3, but apparently my video card isn't beefy enough to do 60 frames a second. So with those Twitch games to where you can do, like, you know, I'm going to get killed a lot.
Yeah.
And my line of sight is not going to be as long as everybody. So somebody far enough away that I can't see them will be able to snipe me like from like a mile away. So I'm working on it. I may pick up another video card. I heard they just dropped the prices and maybe I can go.
Why
for
don't
like
you have one over there?
Well, I'm working on buying that from Alan.
Cool.
So the first DLC for Destiny is coming out on December 9th.
You mean the second part of the story that they didn't tell us?
Is it the single player campaign?
Here's the best part. A third of the DLC is exclusive to PlayStation.
What?
Dang.
So I would imagine it costs the same on Xbox, but it's missing about a third of the content.
No way. That's some bullshit right there, man.
It's pretty fucking stupid.
Well, you know what? It is a good way for Bungie just to be like, you know what? Go fuck yourself, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Sony gets all the good shit or like all the more. Well, you know what? You can't talk too much shit about it.
Do you play it?
I stopped playing it. When Borderlands pre-sequel came out, I stopped playing it. But I got really bored with it. It was just like, it did get really repetitive. And who are the guys, like the main big boss guys that kept coming out?
The Flood?
I'm waiting for Chester to acknowledge.
Hmm?
Anyway, never mind. So I'm
staring at that picture of Van Damme dressed like a Jew.
That's what he does. That's what he do. Also,
what is my stepdad playing? Is it Destiny or the one with the big robot people?
Oh no, he's playing the one with the big robot, Titanfall.
Titanfall.
Yeah, that one. I don't know. I have a problem because we tried to play Destiny. I think we talked about this earlier. When the servers went down that one time, and we actually went back to playing Borderlands 2 because this was like a month ago or a month.
We got
and
a DLC that we hadn't played before,
and then we need to go back and play that. What was the DLC?
It's Dungeons and Dragons theme. I can't remember what it was called.
It's awesome.
You guys are nerds.
Yep.
Oh, it's
true.
Good times. And I am a nerd. I just did a 24-hour gaming marathon, and I had to explain that to my new coworkers when they asked why I was so tired at work on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I finished the marathon, slept for 7 hours over here, went home, packed for 2 hours, and then jumped on a plane to Charlotte and never recovered from being messed up.
You didn't take a nap when you got there? Or was it already night when you got there?
When I got there, it was like 7:30.
Well, yeah, they're like 2 hours ahead of us.
Three hours?
Jeez.
And I couldn't pass out till midnight every day. I was miserable.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to, like, we woke up early. What time is it? 7 a.m.
Yeah,
something?
Yeah, 7. I just woke up and left. You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, leaving, bye.
And as soon as you unstuck yourself from my arms, just unstuck your back from my chest, and then you took off, I wanted to take a nap.
Spooning joke. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to bed till like midnight, like an idiot. My clock was so fucked. I'd totally do it again, by the way.
Oh, no, we are going to do it again. Like I said, there will be other things. Like, we will have a little bit more knowledge.
One other thing I wanted to mention.
Is it Gamergate, how it's still going?
No, because I was listening to some back episodes.
Yes.
And we kept talking about the new Ninja Turtle movie.
And then we just stopped talking about it.
And when it came out, we're all like, we're not going to fucking see that. I actually did watch it. I think my expectations were lowered enough that I didn't hate the movie. But
I heard it. No, you were saying it should have been called April O'Neil, right?
I think it should have been called April O'Neil Story or something like that.
Instead of the Ninja Turtles?
And just Megan Fox is just such a terrible actress.
No, she's not. Michael Bay, explosion. Megan Fox, explosion. That's Megan Fox.
There were
Fox
some pretty funny jokes, but the way they tied it all together, like to her and her family, it was just kind of like silly.
She has a family?
Her dad is the one who created the ooze,
that's
right?
That's how much nobody cares about April O'Neil.
Let's hear this. Go ahead. Tell the story of the movie.
Because I'm never going to watch it.
Well, April O'Neil's story is like she... She finds she meets the Ninja Turtles, and she's like, oh shit, those were the turtles from my dad's lab that I helped raise.
She just knew? She's
so, like when the lab went up in
flames.
I know
that fucking turtle.
Well, she named them Donatello, Raphael, and
really,
because
I could have swore Splinter did that.
Or her dad did in the movie or something. But
stupid, I hate this movie.
The laboratory went up in flames, and she saved them. So she
were they
screw the hundreds of thousands of dollars
wait,
in
were they,
and equipment.
Were they
the
normal
turtles?
Yeah.
When she saved them.
They were box turtles.
Okay.
Did she save Toka and Razor?
They weren't in it.
That fucking cunt.
Is there a Splinter in this movie?
Yeah, Splinter is in it too.
Okay, thank God.
Is he a rat?
I was about to buzzer the
like
shit
she
out of
him. She saved him too.
Did they change him like a gerbil or something?
No, he's a rat.
Did they give him a weird nose?
He looked like a rat.
Okay.
Wait. How did Splinter learn karate?
Oh, from a book.
That's how I learned karate.
That he found in the sewer.
But that's not how it happened, ever.
That's how I learned it.
You don't know karate, Ryan.
I know karate.
You don't know karate.
Shredder was some Japanese guy that worked for the lab guy, and then he had a
mech
suit.
That's false. That is false.
The Shredder suit was a mech suit. That shot knives that were somehow pulled back magnetically
or
something.
So he's a transformer.
Yep.
Okay. Go on.
Did it make the weird transforming noises? Like, whoa.
tell us more about the stupid story. Or is that it?
Wait, who's the guy? I thought that white dude from the bank manager from Batman.
Oh, that's her dad.
He was like, no, that was her dad's lab partner.
But he's not Asian.
Business partner. Life he's partner. Not Shredder.
Oh, he's not Shredder. Is he pulling the Shredder strings?
Yeah.
Is he Krang?
Is there Krang? Tell me there's Krang.
There's no Krang.
Who played Casey Jones?
There was no Casey Jones.
Jesus Christ. Who played the Rat King?
There was no Rat King.
Who was Baxter? This movie sucks.
There was no Baxter.
But the ooze came from space?
It was a symbiote.
Was it really?
No.
I was told that like the ooze like came from space, what we were talking about. Chester is still fucking running on a high from some shit that he ate last night. So this rapid fire round of questions is just ruining his life.
I'm doing all right.
So rate it.
Are you?
Rate it out of five.
Give us some
butt taps.
Butt taps.
Two butt taps.
Wow.
Are they Megan Fox's butt taps?
I'll tap that butt.
I'd tap that ass. maybe our movie rating.
There was a pretty funny scene because Will Arnett is like her. He's the guy who drives the van and films. He's the camera guy for April O'Neil.
Okay.
And for some reason, they were driving the van down the side of a mountain.
What?
I can't remember how they got on top of the mountain. I was pretty drunk when I tried to watch the movie.
It's like Bad Boys 2 when they were just like driving through all the shanties.
For some reason, she's like hanging halfway out the van window.
Go on.
Calm down first.
And I don't know why. She's whatever. But they're being chased by like guys in Hummers with machine guns or something. And she's
and they
for
got
some
away.
Reason
they got away in the van.
She's yeah, but he's like, what are you doing? Get back in here. And he looks over and it's just her ass framed. And he's just like, keep doing what you're doing. And then he just like rams into a tree or something.
And she immediately gets
cut in half. She's
cut
in half.
The movie's over.
Yeah, wait, did they have the foot? Were the foot in there?
The foot were there.
Were they ninjas
were they
or were they just like.
Or people?
Ooh, that's the $1 million question.
They were people.
Oh.
Okay.
Soylent Green?
Were they
genetically enhanced?
No, like the lost youth of whatever city
Danny.
They live in.
Danny O'Neil.
Who's Danny O'Neill?
That was from number two?
That was from the first one.
That was the first one?
Yeah, it was like April O'Neill's little brother.
Yeah.
Was it?
I thought that was the second one for some reason.
I just remember that Rockwell dude was in it. Sam Rockwell.
He was in it?
Was in Turtles 1.
What was he, like five?
No, he was like, he was a teenager. When they asked him if he had any cigarettes, he's like, you want menthol or regular?
God, I'll show, such a great actor.
You got to get started somewhere. So, anyway.
That's good. What are you watching? I like this. What are you watching?
I just watched the Winter Soldier, and I watched Godzilla.
Did you enjoy the Winter Soldier?
The Winter Soldier was okay. It wasn't bad.
Were you so surprised when it was Bucky?
No, because I knew it was Bucky. Like, somebody told me it was Bucky. You know what's funny, though, is, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, why did they choose this actor to be a badass? I don't know who this dude is. And if he's not standing next to a very tiny Steve whatever. What's Steve? What's
Rogers.
Yeah. If he's not standing next to a tiny Steve Rogers, he doesn't look like a big dude. So,
hey, you know, someone, you got to give a chance, you know. Nobody knew that Matt Damon was a badass. And all of a sudden, he's Jason Bourne.
Dude, Matt Damon is a badass. No, I would say I really enjoyed it. I really like Robert Redford. I'm glad that he was in it. Like, him being a villain was really cool.
Yeah, I like how they, in all these Marvel movies, they pick, like the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up being a bad guy, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, the guys you've known to be, like, you know, relatable characters. Yeah. They went straight Denzel Washington.
It sucks that, like...
From
like,
Training Day.
Like, I read comics, or I know enough about comics where I already know who the bad guy's going to be. Because, like, I already know that Obadiah Stane is a bad guy.
So you should see, like, the dude show up. So you're like, does, God, yeah, damn, like, it.
God damn it.
No, I just, I really enjoyed that. I thought the scene, I actually said out loud when the Black Widow, who was disguised as the that old lady, I didn't even know it was her. I was like, oh, this old lady's whipping some monkey ass. And I'm like, oh, it's the Black Widow. yeah, but that Godzilla makes me want to stab my eyes out. I'll admit it. I downloaded that movie and didn't pay for it, and I really am pissed off that it's taking up hard drive space.
You didn't delete it yet?
No, and I wanted it so bad. And the whole movie, I'm just like waiting for Godzilla. First of all, it goes a half an hour without any giant monster ever. Like, there are like crappy videos of like the back of Godzilla, like to kind of give you the scale.
So it's
of
like that other one from the 90s.
A little bit. But when Godzilla shows up, he looks like a retarded dude who, like, whose neck fused with his chin. So, like, he's got neck chin.
Godzilla looks like a downy or what?
Yes. But he's angry.
He's an angry downy.
He's an angry downy. So, it's got Bryan Cranston in it. And there's also, like, there's a pretty big, like, part of the movie, the beginning part of the movie to set it all up. And then it goes for 30 fucking minutes. Where it's the Jaws thing, where you think you hear the monster's there, you want to see the monster, but you never get to see the monster, and then after 30 minutes, the monster pops up, and then they're gone.
It's like, hi guys.
Yeah, it's like, because you don't
bye
see,
guys.
Yeah, you don't see Godzilla. You see like the bad monsters first, and then Godzilla shows up. But the first time you see Godzilla, they only show like really framed pictures of like his arm or like his back or something, and then. The only other videos you get to see right up front are like bad camera version, like somebody taking video of it.
Like Cloverfield?
Yeah, it's like Cloverfield. I'm just like, give me fucking Godzilla. And then to top it all off, the main character, I'm like, who is this motherfucker? I've seen this kid before. Well, he's a guy. I'm like, I've seen this guy before. Who is this? So it's like bothering me and
was
bothering.
Was it Channing Tatum?
It was fucking Kick-Ass.
Oh, that kid?
Yeah, it's the guy who plays Kick-Ass. And then
I wish it was Channing Tatum.
Yeah, at the end of it, it worked out to be just like something cheesy. It might as well have been like where they blew up the that stadium at the end of the Godzilla that came back out in the 90s. And then it was over.
With the Godzilla babies? God, that movie was so bad.
There were not Godzilla babies.
I saw that shit in the theater.
I think I did too.
By myself.
Oh.
My mom and my aunt went to watch Titanic, I think. Was that out at the same time? And I'm like, I'm not fucking watching Titanic. I'm gonna go watch Godzilla. I should have watched Titanic.
So, other than that, I'm. Oh no, I watched X-Men.
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future
that
Past.
That movie is so fucking good,
dude. When did you watch it? Like,
when in the theater?
Oh, you went and saw it in the theater. Yeah. Oh my god, I love how the Sentinels just have one job, and they do it so well. Yeah. Kill the mutants. Like, kill the fuck. I've watched it like four or five times. Like, I didn't notice the first time when Colossus dies. The Sentinel punches him so hard that his arm rips off because he's holding it. That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
So, yeah, I watched that a couple times. It's just been like a real nerd, like, comic movie thing for me. I don't know. Are there any other movies on the horizon that are coming out that are supposed to be pretty good?
Marvel announced, like,
the next like 8 movies.
Yeah, a shitload of movies.
Including Doctor Strange.
See, I'm not familiar with Doctor Strange.
Black Panther.
Not familiar with Black
Panther. Oh, God. They should totally get Idris Elba to play the Black Panther.
That's what I was thinking,
too. That would be badass.
Maybe they're on it. Or maybe they're going to find some no-name black guy that we don't know.
What else is coming out?
Black Damon.
God, some other minor stuff. There's going to be another Guardians. But some of the other kind of characters you're not super familiar with.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Guardians coming out on video so I can watch it.
That was pretty good.
So
it wasn't as good as X-Men, but it was still pretty good.
Oh, good. But well, I just heard like the humor was awesome. Chester saw it. Chester really liked it, right?
I liked it.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's no Airbender, but you know.
Yeah.
So we actually came to talk about video games today. One specific video game.
Portal?
Yes, Portal.
This sounds like Portal. Oh, Borderlands, the pre-sequel. My favorite game of the year.
And it still pains me that you can't play first-person shooters because this game is so fun. Like, it's...
I enjoyed watching you guys play. And it didn't look as intense as most first-person shooters are.
And that's hilarious. That's pretty funny because we were at a really intense spot where we kept dying over and over.
Oh, it's probably hard, but not super... Like, you're not getting rushed like crazy and, like, you know, like Halo when you're getting rushed by like 8 dudes.
Yeah.
This game can get pretty intense at times.
It can. It's more of like you think you're alone and the next thing you know like you're getting hit. You're like, "Where the fuck is that coming from?"
Think I'm alone now.
No, now.
There doesn't seem to be anyone around. Which we actually started our barbershop quartet. Our barbershop cartel. That could be a great business if you want to think about it. So, no, we played this a little bit a little before the marathon. We played a good deal of it during the marathon because one of our games, I'll just say only one of our games wouldn't work. So Chester and I just threw on Borderlands. I think we played like 3 hours of it, right? Yeah. Like 2.5 hours?
We got some gaming.
We made it through a pretty significant part, and then we actually just stopped playing, and I haven't played it since then. Chester hasn't played it. But
I'm playing Shadow of Mordor.
Which I really want to play. So, anyway, Borderlands is out right now. Got released October 14th. It pretty much is Borderlands 2. Like, they didn't really update a whole lot of graphics. It still looks like the world of Pandora, even though it's being played up on Pandora's moon. That's why we did the Fly Me to the Moon, if you guys didn't know.
Oh, I thought we just liked that song.
Oh, I love Frank Sinatra, man. If he was alive, I would totally S his D.
You can S his son's D.
Sodomize his daughter.
Okay.
All right.
So there we go. Anyway, and you guys are talking about Shadow of Mordor is coming out right now. Did 2K Australia? Oh, God damn it, Australia. Fuck you. We'll get to that later. I don't know.
This game in Australia?
they probably could. Like, there's not really bad toilet humor that would cause the Australian Parliament to nix anything.
For as badass as Australians seem, they sure are pretty, like, they're a bunch of pussies about their video games. Puritan. It's weird.
Well,
yeah.
Well, maybe they. I mean, they've got a reputation they're trying to shed, like of being a bunch of prisoners. Mm-hmm. You got that? You okay there?
What about that baby eating simulator that they released?
Was it a dingo?
You play as a dingo.
Is that on Steam?
That's looking awesome. So
it's in the Down Under bundle.
The Dundle?
The Dundle
Bundle.
The Dunder Bundle. Dundle Bundle. So, this is classic 2K game. 2K developed it or Gearbox developed it?
That would have been Gearbox. I mean,
it was developed by 2K Australia with assistance from Gearbox and published by 2K Games.
And who was the writer? Because somebody was dogging on the writer because I'll admit, like, right off the bat, I was pretty pissed off at the ratings that this game got. Like, it got sevens. Like 6.5s, maybe like an 8 here or there, but like no 9s, no 10s. Like Borderlands 2 took like 9s and 10s. I think that this game, and maybe because people who gave it a 7 would say that it's going to get a 7 because people who have never played Borderlands, this game can probably turn them off a little bit.
It's not as much fun as Borderlands 2, in my opinion.
And I kind of agree, but I don't know. There are different factors.
It's still a great game.
I'm going to call out Todd being a factor about one bad playthrough. Todd and what's Orpheus or
Ornithello?
Orson. Todd and Orson ruined one of my gaming sessions when I woke up at 3
You know
in the
somebody
morning.
Named Orson?
Is a friend of Todd's.
Only by voice.
That's cool. I never know anybody named Orson. I think.
Yeah, Todd was pretty hammered and screaming at Dirk.
First, he started ripping on disc golf.
As he should.
And then Orson would pick it up and start playing, and then Todd would scream, Dirk contributed nothing! But he would, like, fly by there, like, nothing!
To what?
To, like, if we were in a battle, like, against, like, a big boss or something.
Oh.
So, no, it's, I will admit, and I get snippy with Chester because I've never had this happen in a game. It's like the side quests. While the side quests can be fun, like there was that NBA Jam side quest where you had to slam dunk the basketball. Mm-hmm. You get extra points if you're on fire.
That's just funny.
No, it is. Yeah, no, and some of those side quests are fun, but for the most part, I would get frustrated because Chester would get these side quests, but it's not his fault. They would just be all over the map. And then Chester's a completionist. So I usually would like doing getting the side quests, getting the experience, getting the guns, getting like all the perks. But also I also got pissed off because that's the game that I jumped in where you guys were on completely opposite sides of the map.
It was kind of aggravating, actually.
Yeah. So you're on opposite sides of the map. I jump in, and then the first thing that I hear is a little kid, child actor, maybe it's a child actor, maybe it's somebody doing a very terrible child actor's voice in Cockney.
It's probably a grown woman.
Probably a grown woman, like Bart
sexy
Simpson.
Woman.
Grown, sexy ass woman.
She's not
woman.
Doing the voice of a young boy from Cockney.
Yeah. So
on the moon.
Before we get too far ahead.
The Cockney moon.
Of Pandora.
Let's just say, like, this game takes place between Borderlands 1, Borderlands 2. It is the Borderlands pre-sequel.
It's a prequel to Borderlands 2 and a sequel to Borderlands 1.
Which was what Borderlands 2 was, a sequel.
It was also, yes.
When Borderlands 1 was a prequel to Borderlands 2.
They call it an interquel on Wikipedia here.
Well, it works.
Interquel?
Interquel. Yeah.
They made up a word for it, huh? Well,
hey.
Apparently they made up two words now.
But it does tells the story of Jack, handsome Jack, who was nowhere... He wasn't in Borderlands 1, correct?
No, he was not.
And he was the antagonist in Borderlands 2. So this tells a story about Handsome Jack, about how he rises to power. He works for, not Hyperion, he works for, what's the other company in Borderlands?
Dahl?
Yeah, Dahl. He works for Dahl.
Weyland Yutani?
Yes, he works for, they make aliens, and they're going out and mining different areas. So he works for Dahl. He's trying to, there's like an uprising on this space station. He's got to get up there with his vault hunters. And then it just, the story unfolds from there. And all of his vault hunters, except for Claptrap, are all of the villains from the first game. Well, Wilhelm from the second game. I'm looking to you for clarification.
None of them are in Claptrap's the only one who's in the first game.
Okay.
Wilhelm, I don't think he's in the first one.
Wilhelm is not in the first one because... That was awesome, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Wilhelm is not in the first one. He's in the second one because he throws that... He's like a giant loader robot.
He's a giant robot, yeah. With a human head.
But the sheriff... Ugh. Is she in the second game? Is the sheriff in the second game?
She is. Do you remember that mission where you have to shoot the sheriff?
I shot the sheriff.
But not kill the deputy?
I can't remember it.
You get bonus points if you don't kill the deputy, but I always end up killing him because he's shooting at me.
Well, then who's
what am I supposed to do? Should have been standing there.
who's Athena?
Athena is... I don't think she appears in any other games.
Oh, research. Yay.
She doesn't.
So anyway.
She's in God of War.
God of the Trade.
Yes, she's also mythology. She's probably in a couple other games. No, but so you get to choose one of these four characters. You have... you've got Nisha the Lawbringer. You've got Athena the Gladiator, Wilhelm the Enforcer, and Claptrap the Mistake, or the Frag Trap. I actually chose to go with Claptrap because when given the chance to play with one of my favorite video game characters, I have to. Mm-hmm. I have to be the nonsense because
nonsense.
Yeah, I can't stop. And then you went with Wilhelm for our playthrough so far.
Well, I played Nisha first, but then I ended up playing as Wilhelm and liking it a lot more.
Okay. Because what are the special abilities for the Lawbringer?
What?
All right. I'm asking.
Because I didn't play it.
Special features?
Well, yeah. So what are some of the perks for being Nisha?
Well, her primary skill, her special ability is the Showdown, which automatically centers your target like for 30 seconds.
Oh, so you can just
whichever enemy you're looking at, it just focuses on their head and you just get critical.
Now
shots
it almost sounds like I could play this game.
You just spams
for me.
Spam crits. Yeah.
Yeah, well you could do it. I mean okay, so she gets the spam crits. Wilhelm does the
Wilhelm summons his two little minion robots.
Oh, that's right. They're like the
Elephant Saint.
The Necromancer. I love that fucking character. Athena, I didn't have a whole lot of experience. I didn't play with her. Bryce at work, good buddy I work with, says that her shield just absorbs all the bullets, and then at the end of it, mm-hmm. you throw it and it does all the it does normal damage, and then all the damage that
it absorbed.
Yeah, so that is what I should have been, because I'm the fucking idiot tank who's always out in front. That should have been my character from the get go. If I would have done some research, I probably would have chose it. But Claptrap is the wild card. His only special ability. He just runs random programs that either like you're the he mimics other characters. So there's the Gunzerker.
Well, sort of. I mean the rubber duck ability.
Well, there are it goes in and out. Like there are some, like sometimes he'll summon like a turret. Sometimes he'll summon a little. It's like a blight bot or whatever that will follow the other like the bad guys around.
I want to hear more about this rubber duck.
Well, the rubber duck is just, well. Okay, so this is
every
why
every character just bounces uncontrollably.
But I get a rubber duck around me. It's like a floaty device, and then I just see the back of the duck's head. You just keep jumping. And Chester is—he's a great sniper. Like he always is the one who's sniping, getting crits. And then because with Claptrap, when I'm about to die, that's when I use my special ability because it fills up my life. And so I just do it as like a last ditch effort.
Yeah, we're just in the heat of battle, and all of a sudden, like I've got my sights aimed on this enemy's head, and all of a sudden I'm bouncing all over the fucking screen.
And all I hear is, "God damn it, Dirk!" So there's that one. But the other one that's kind of annoying is the Gunzerker, because it's just like you can't stop shooting. Like you just keep pulling up whatever gun you have, just fires over and over and mm-hmm. over again. So for like the first couple levels, I'm bitching at my, I'm like, dude, I don't have any fucking ammo. And then I didn't realize that when I did that, it actually took away ammo. Yeah. But so each character has they have three separate trees that you can venture down, just like the other, just like Borderlands 2. I don't think Borderlands 1 had that. Did it?
Yeah.
It did? Okay. So it's classic Borderlands. They added a new element, which is kind of shitty, is they added the Z plane. A lot more because
there's a lot more platforming.
There is
because of low gravity and double jump.
And, oh, that's awesome! So it's like the grotto from Quake.
Yeah, it kind of is, but it's just not. It just doesn't. It's not as precise as you want it to be.
Yeah, it falls short. The platforming is really obnoxious.
So there are things that it works out for, things it doesn't work out for. It is really fun just to like you know moon jump across a fucking huge expansive part and like butt bomb and then moon jump again. You also there's the thing that they put in the oxygen, which I thought would be a little more tedious because I'm a robot, so the oxygen doesn't matter for me. I can just run around and do whatever. But you can also use the oxygen as kind of like a second jump. It'll like give you like a little bit of a float.
Little poof.
Yeah, it's kind of like being the princess, like where you jump up and you'll float. It doesn't give you any more height. It gives you a little bit, but like it just pretty much just keeps you mm-hmm. a little more level. But you can run out of it.
Thank you for explaining it in terms I understand.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
It's like Mario 2 where you're the princess. Like, oh, I get that.
I got that. Right. So I'll just keep doing it. So the
You run out of oxygen and your health will start to deplete if you're a human.
But there are enough areas where you can just run through.
Yeah, go fill up your oxygen.
Because I thought that you would have to stand on like an oxygen like you know what is that a geyser?
Yeah.
Which I still don't understand how there's oxygen geysers in the moon.
Well, it's not our moon.
Okay.
Science, bro.
Science. How look the fuck do they up. Work?
Oxygen geysers are everywhere.
But once you touch it, once you run through it, it fills your oxygen back up, and you're back to playing again. So and they have other areas because you go back and forth from like normal gravity areas to abnormal gravity areas. Or
I saw
like,
that there was like low gravity. You guys were jumping around, and there was like these big what are those big like these big bubble areas.
Yeah, you'd run in there, and like you activate those so. And they added lasers as a gun, and those do more damage.
The cryo damage is pretty sweet. Oh, yeah. Because I had that cryo sniper rifle, so mm-hmm. I would snipe someone.
And they would just freeze.
And
they'd
just freeze.
And you could shatter them.
Yeah.
How was the weapons cache?
Oh, it's dude, I'm still just playing just to get other weapons. Like, it's absolutely insane how many weapons. Because
that's one of the things. That's like the Borderlands thing, right? Just the ridiculous amount of guns.
Yeah,
millions of weapons.
They just keep the algorithm keeps getting better. Like, you play for, like, maybe an hour, and you're like, I will never lose this weapon. This is, like, the weapon I will have till the end of my life. And the next time you're, like, an hour later, you're like, I can get $300 for this weapon, so fuck it.
Gun's dead to me.
Yeah, so, but Chester and I also spend a lot of time on the slot machines, because those are fun, just getting shit. Mm-hmm. They put in the moonstones, or whatever they're called.
Yeah, instead of the Illyrium.
Yeah, so you get moonstones, and that gives you your special ability. So it's kind of like a trade-off one for one.
And the grinder.
Oh, I haven't got to use the grinder. I think we just activated the grinder before I stopped playing.
Put in three weapons, grenades, whatever, and it gives you something better.
Which is cool. I mean, like, it's just like completely randomized.
It's still a gamble.
It's all a gamble, because you're gonna gain it back in the long run anyway.
Yeah.
Lost my train of thought. What are we doing here? The antagonist. I'm still trying to follow that. I mean, the colonel. What's her name?
Colonel Tungstena Zarpadon.
Why is that funny? They always snicker.
Tungstena Zarpadon.
It just sounds funny. I've
yeah, they laugh at it. They laugh at it in game too.
Jack keeps talking shit. He's like, God, your parents must have hated you.
And you know what's funny is that Jack starts off like as being kind of lovable too. Like you're like, oh, he's relatable, and he's slowly turning in to the condescending jerk. Asshole. Yeah, and he gets actually shanghaied. He gets a double cross, which is kind of cool. And we find out that Moxie's a redneck.
But she looked hotter.
Of course, yeah. They're virtual harem.
Her grease monkey outfit. Yeah. She looked better than in that stupid clown costume she's normally got on.
It works. And who is Moxie's? Oh, Skeeter. That makes sense because she's a redneck.
Skeeter and Ellie Mae are both her kids.
There you go.
What a slut.
Yeah, so.
Right?
I don't know, like, what the story.
But Moxie betrays Jack.
Well, I was going to say, like, we don't want to go too much into the story because...
Well, we didn't get that far into it either.
Well, no, we haven't gotten that far into it, but at the same time, it is still a relatively new game. And if you are thinking about picking it up, we don't want to ruin anything. However, the one thing, like, we'll go through a couple of, like, the pros and cons, aside from... We'll just hit the pros and cons. So, the pros, more Borderlands. Like, that's pretty much straightforward what it is. It's only available on the last gen consoles right now. I don't know if they're going to port it or not.
I don't think they are.
They probably won't, but it's still good because it's still a great engine that they can build off of. And there's so much things that they can do with it. And they added a lot more voice acting, and when it's on point, it's awesome. Like it's so good. Your characters interact more. They talk more. Mm-hmm. It's not just the people talking to you, like you're like the people will talk to you, and then one of the characters will randomly interact. Or it might not be random, like when Chester and I are running around, like sometimes Wilhelm talks to the character, sometimes Claptrap talks to him, so it makes it a little more immersive.
You know how you find the sound audio recordings that tells kind of each character's backstory? Oh, that was awesome. Dirk just poured beer all over his face.
Cream pie. Nobody has the only one person saw that.
I like how you just recently learned what green pie is.
And now it's his favorite word.
That's great.
It is.
I can't believe you've been on the internet for as long as you have.
Because there are things that I will not watch, okay? Like, cream pie does not sound like something that I want to be involved in when semen's involved. I already know what's coming. Pun intended.
Get the duct tape. I have some shit to show. I'm going to show you where the internet ends.
No, I do not want to see dark internet. I do not want
to
see
We're going to the deep web.
Anyway, what were you saying, man?
I don't remember. Oh, the audio files that tell each character's backstory.
Yeah.
You find one for Wilhelm, and it's like a conversation of Jack hiring him.
Yeah.
And then you hear my character, Wilhelm, he's like, yep, that's my whole backstory. It's like there's one audio file. It's just like Jack going, hey, I'll pay you to do this. He's like, okay.
Well, you also find out, too, because Wilhelm in this game is a human being.
Yeah.
But he's got... He has a condition to where he's like something that...
Well, he's got like an obsession or a fetish with replacing his body parts with machines.
But it actually, because he's got brittle bones, so he had to start doing that.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, something happens to where it started him on that path, and he keeps changing. And he actually says like, hey man, when I live forever, you'll be sorry or whatever. Like, you'll be sorry you didn't do this. So
I think that's the one thing I did know about this game. He has like an obsession with like upgrading.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Yes.
That's
no.
Me too. Look at this bot.
I mean, I don't know if that was available to me where I could just keep adding machine parts, like keep my brain. I would totally do that. I would.
Are you serious? I would. God,
Didn't you see that Futurama episode about that? It's a slippery slope, my friend.
I watched
it's a slippery slope. Eventually, you replace your brain too.
What was the name of the
and
Johnny?
You're just a robot.
What was the name of the Johnny Depp movie that came out recently, where he gets uploaded into the internet?
Johnny Mnemonic.
No, it wasn't that.
Lawnmower Man.
It's not the singularity. Tron. Okay, well, we're done with that. Somebody, the one person at home is screaming at his monitor.
21 Jump Street.
It is 21 Jump Street. Thank you. It had Elijah Wood. That's not right. So on the back of the pros, along with the good game gameplay, which much more Borderlands encompasses, the cons are now that Australian accents are my least favorite fucking accent in the world. And this game will probably prevent me from ever going to Australia. Because yeah, Jesus
go there anyways.
Christ.
The characters are pretty obnoxious.
I don't know if they meant for them to be or if they're just bad accents. It's just terrible. It's just like, oh, okay, you're going to keep talking. Okay.
Oh, you're okay. Still here, huh?
You're still
saying that.
To piggyback off the Australian accent, we already mentioned it before, but the child voice actors can suck my dick. I don't put a child in a game anymore.
Don't say that. Either
what
the child voice actors.
I you know what if they
suck your dick
if the child voice actors are children then they can fuck off. If the child voice actors are people of age who could imbibe
on your junk
who could catch a cream pie
then they can suck my dick. It's just annoying. It's bad. Like I want to shoot both of the child people in the game like so good. Like not even like Tiny Tina was tolerable. And she was over the top. These kids are assholes. There's a lot more running around. It's almost like non sequitur. It's just like, hey,
what does that mean?
Non sequitur means
people say that a lot. I have no clue. What it
it's
means.
It's an interruption.
It's not in sequence. It's kind of random.
Yeah.
Oh, like a Tarantino movie.
Sure.
Kind of. Yeah.
Like that comment.
Yeah.
It was a non sequitur.
I would just say that. I
don't understand
it. It felt like the side quests were just much more of a burden than an actual, like, you know, something that you wanted to go do.
Yeah, they're obnoxious, but you have to do them if you want to level up.
I know. That every time, because I'm very much into the story, and every time I try to get Chester to go on the story mode with us, or, like, come on, just... because Chester,
we just go get our asses kicked because we're not high enough level to do it.
Which was still fun. We wound up beating the last major area that we were in, so...
Unlike Shadows of Mordor, which has great side missions, where, like, I hardly even played the main mission far.
Are they paying you right now?
No.
Okay.
But the side missions are great.
Okay, well, that's cool. Then we'll probably do a Shadow of Mordor thing, just like we said we were going to do a Watch Dogs game before we played that shit.
But see, that game sucked, so what are you going to do? It'd be the most boring episode ever. So I hacked a camera, and then I made this thing explode.
I thought that I was supposed to be in Assassin's Creed. I tried to run up a wall.
On a guy's chest.
Anyway,
and then he stopped. I was a camera on a guy's chest, and then he stopped at a window, and he never moved again.
Awesome.
So I couldn't move to another camera. I was just staring at this window like, are you gonna turn back around and like patrol? Nope. I'm just standing
he had
by
a camera
fucking,
on his chest?
Yeah, some of the guys have like cameras on their bodies, okay. Like body cameras.
Yeah.
And he walked, and he stood in front of a window, but he wasn't on patrol. He just walked and stood in front of that window.
Hmm. All right.
And I seriously sat there for 10 minutes waiting for this fucking asshole. I even hacked his phone to get, like, to call his girlfriend or send a text message to his girlfriend.
That's not a video game.
To upset her so she would call back and hopefully he would get on the phone and kind of walk away. Nope. Just stood there staring out the window arguing with his girlfriend.
Just glitched out on you.
Stupid ass Watch Dogs.
All right. So Watch Dogs is the game we're not going to be doing. Do you have any final thoughts about Borderlands? Actually, let's do the butt taps.
Butt taps?
Yeah.
I gave Borderlands 2 5 butt taps.
Out of 5?
Yeah,
out of
5. And I agreed with that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
hitherto unheard of score. But this one I'm going to give 3.5 butt taps.
That's exactly where I'm at. I can't give it 3. I can't give it 4.
I mean, there's not enough new stuff, which is okay. It's what I expected.
And they kind of fell...
But the
So you were upset about people giving it 7s and 8s.
And
we're
just
right
gave
now
it
giving
7.
It a 7.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Fucking hypocrite.
I am a hypocrite. I actually just realized that I'm a fucking hypocrite.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
damn, that hurts. It burns
deep.
But
the questing and the storyline, it just fell flat.
They missed the mark. And I will admit, they missed the mark. And I would even say, like, that even as an avid Borderlands fan, I should have by all rights given this
maybe
an
what
eight.
I wanted was more of the same.
Maybe, yeah.
And it was too different.
We should go back and play all of our DLC on Borderlands, too. Mm-hmm. Let's get that out of the way. So, any final thoughts about Borderlands?
I like the lack of gravity. I think the low gravity was cool, but there's way too much platforming.
All right, Ryan. Cool.
I can't wait to find some good JRPGs on Steam. I was looking at some lists earlier, so I'll see what's on there.
And I'll say that I really enjoyed. I just like the fact that you get to be characters that have been NPCs for a long time, and I actually like the random nonsense that is Claptrap. Yeah. So, Ryan, you brought us in.
I also like the nonsense that's Claptrap on that poker game, Poker Night.
There you go.
That's fun.
That was a cool game.
That's about as most the Borderlands I've ever played was Poker Night.
And that's weird. That works. Claptrap is actually one of the what is it? The flagship of that series.
Had
so.
Moxie, and it had someone else in the background.
Moxie was serving drinks.
Is there a guy named Steve?
There probably isn't a guy named Steve. There might be.
I don't remember Steve.
I don't know. There's a guy named Steve.
Nobody knows Steve. Nobody remembers Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Anyway, you brought us in. Take us out.
All right. See ya.
Unless you wanted to talk about other stuff.
We don't have anything to hype for once.
No, yeah, there's nothing coming up. It's a
free-for-all. We're done. Yeah! Woo!
Yeah, we'll talk about another video game in a week.
Find us on YouTube, Pocket Cast,
Stitcher, iTunes, our website, CasualCowards.com.
Podcast Addict.
Twitter. God, we are the internet.
We're saturating the internet.
Yeah, we're cream pieing the internet. We're getting in there and it's shitting us back out. What?
I'm out.
You done? All right. Well, for episode 34, I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Thanks for listening.